Radio VA is being brought to you by BK Music at 7106 Midlothian Turnpike, Richmond. BK Music packs 6,000 square feet with hip-hop, R&B, gospel, jazz, rock, and reggae CDs. BK's expert staff can help you find any song you're looking for, even if you only know a few lyrics. At BK Music, you can listen to any CD before you buy. That's BK Music in Richmond. And at 804-276-7789. Radio VA is recorded live at Sound of Music Recording Studios, Richmond.
We got Michael Franti and part of Spearhead today here in Sound of Music in Richmond. Welcome back to Richmond, Michael.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
And you've got a new album coming out on Capitol Records, The Sound of Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been lucky enough to actually get to hear the whole new album.
Oh, really? I don't even have it yet. You're lucky.
Well, you've got...
Who do I have to talk to get one of those things?
I don't know. And you're wearing a t-shirt that kind of talks about one of the songs on the album, which is Headphones.
Yeah.
And I said to Ian on the way here, this is one of my favorite songs the new album, because I think for your music, certainly you're a writer and you're a poet, but you're also someone who speaks out about peace and social justice. Mm-hmm. And how do you get that message across to people? And sometimes you want people just kind of plug in somehow to the message. And sometimes language and even music doesn't work.
Yeah.
But your music inspires a lot of people. So
thank you. That song is about exactly that. It's about listening to your heart, you know. And I've made a lot of political music over the years, and I found that the music that was most overtly political was usually the least effective in inspiring people to really make change or to be present for, you know, social change. And the songs that were the most about getting inside your heart and feeling something were the ones that really got people up to say, you know what, I'm going to go to my school district tomorrow and I'm going to raise some hell, you know, or I'm going to go on the street and I'm going to speak my voice, or I'm going to stand up at my work and say, perhaps we should go in a different direction, you know. And those are the songs that I really like to make the most these days, you know, less than just the overtly political songs. I like to make the ones that are more, you know, that go to the bottom of the river where the real power is, you know.
Well, you've been singing songs about peace and social justice for about 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at some point you put more of a reggae influence into
mm-hmm.
your message.
Yeah.
I imagine that the kind of the reggae vibe, so to speak, kind of did well with your message of love and speaking to your heart as well as some of the social justice things.
Yeah, I've always been a huge fan of reggae, and I never thought as an American artist that it was my music to, you know, take on. But I started working with Sly and Robbie a few years ago, and they said to me, you know, Michael, reggae is not a nationality, it's a rhythm. You know, so anybody can use that rhythm and just make it be your own thing. And so that's what we've done. Every time we work with Sly and Robbie, they're like, let's just make this be the best Michael Franti song that we can make it be, and don't worry about classifications or genres or rules or anything like that.
Well, how about if you play us something from the new Sound of Sunshine?
Yeah, this is the title track, Sound of Sunshine. 1, 2, 3, uh-huh. Morning at 6 o'clock. They say there may be rain, but the sun is hot. I wish I had some time just to kill today, and I wish I had a dime for every bill I got to pay. Some days you lose, you win, and the water's tight, the tide's gonna rain. So I jump back in a way I learned to swim, try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why here I am, waiting for this storm to pass me by, pass me by. That's the sound of sunshine coming down, and that's the sound of sunshine coming down, coming down, 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 hey, 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 hey. 1, 2, 3, uh-huh. I saw my friend Bobby, he said, what's up, man?
You got a little work or 20 to lend. I opened up my hand, he said, I'm glad to see. They can take away my job, but not my friends, you see. And here I am, waiting for this storm to pass me by. Pass me by, that's the sound of sunshine coming down. And that's the sound of sunshine coming down. Yo, yo, here we go. I wanna go where the summer never ends, with my guitar on the beach there with all my friends. The sun's so hot and the waves in motion, and everything smells like suntan lotion. The ocean and the girl's so sweet, so kick off your shoes and relax your feet. They say that miracles are never ceasing, every single soul needs a little releasing. Stereo bumping till the sun goes down, and I only wanna hear that sound. That's the sound of sunshine coming down. And that's the sound of sunshine coming down. Coming down, 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 break it down. You're the one I wanna be with when the sun goes down. You're the one I wanna be with when the sun goes down. You're the one I wanna be with when the sun goes down. You're the one I wanna be with when the sun goes. That's the sound of sunshine coming down. And that's the sound of sunshine coming down. Hey, hey, hey.
Right. Radio VA is being brought to you by BK Music at 7106 Midlothian Turnpike, Richmond. BK Music can special order any title, or they can burn the song you're looking for on the spot. BK Music now features mix and burn. It's all legal. You can create your own mix or get that out-of-print title you've been looking for. Customer service is what BK Music is all about. Radio VA is recorded live at Sound of Music Recording Studios, Richmond.
We have Michael Fronte and part of Spearhead here today in Richmond getting ready for their show at the National. Well, Michael, it's kind of interesting for me to hear you say that you're really focusing on people listening to their heart. And certainly you listened to your own heart several years ago, and you took a film crew to Israel and Iraq and Palestine and did this documentary, I Know I'm Not Alone. Mm-hmm. And I know that peace and social justice work a lot of times is anti-war, mm-hmm. but you talk to people who were there in Iraq who were fighting the war, and tell us a little bit about that experience of being there, because I don't think many of us are going to do what you did.
Well, it was a real lesson for me. You know, I went there because I'd been watching the news every day and seeing generals and politicians explaining the war and the cost of the war in dollars and cents and in bombs and missiles, but I wasn't hearing about the human cost of the war. And so I went there and I played music on the street for Iraqi families, and then I would play also at night for U.S. soldiers who would be off duty. And during the daytime, these families would take me into the homes where they hid during the bombings or to hospitals, where one hospital I walked into and there was all these kids in this room, like 30 kids, and the mothers and their aunt or their grandmother would live in the hospital in the bed with them because they didn't have any other place to stay. And these kids were all kids who had cancer or some form of birth defects as a result of the depleted uranium weapons that we used in the first Gulf War. And the depleted uranium, these are weapons that are made out of spent nuclear reactor rods, and then we blow them up and drop them on people, and then the radiation hangs around, and so kids are born with birth defects. So I go and I play a song for each kid in this room. There's like 30 beds, you know, and going around to each kid, and this woman who was there is a doctor, and she says to me, "We really have to hurry." And I said, "No, it's cool. I want to take time and, you know, talk to each kid and go around." She said, "No, we have to hurry." So then we finish in that room, and And she takes me out in the hallway, and I go, is there something wrong? She goes, yeah, we have 3 floors of kids and 6 rooms on each floor that we have to get to. You know, and so you get there and you just realize the enormity of this problem, you know. And then I would play for U.S. soldiers at night, and I'd walk into their bar, you know, and they'd be off duty, and they'd have an M16 in one hand, and they'd have a beer in the other hand. And I'd walk in and be like, this is a tough audience, you know. So at first I start singing these songs that are just kind of like about, you know, like endurance and like sort of, you know, trying to stay positive and stay inspired, you know. And finally I was just like, screw it, I'm just going to sing this song, Bomb the World. And the lyrics say, we can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. And these soldiers suddenly started looking at me differently. You know, first they were looking at me like, couldn't they have sent Jessica Simpson over here to entertain us, you know? And then they started looking at me like, wow, this guy, you know, they came up to me and they're like, it takes, you know, some moxie to walk in here and to sing a song like that to people like us. And so then they started sharing their experiences, you know, what it was like to one guy sign up September 12, 2001, the day after 9/11, he said, I'm going to go and protect my country. And he finds himself in Iraq. He thought there were weapons of mass destruction, and there weren't any. He thought Saddam was involved in 9/11, and he wasn't. And his response to me was, well, at least we're going to get cheaper gas, which we all know that didn't happen either. And so, you know, I gained a real insight and appreciation for people who are in the military and also military families. And since that time, you know, we've at our shows, we have a lot of military families who come. Sometimes they speak at our shows. We support a lot of veterans groups. I've played at Walter Reed Hospital many times in DC. And I just thought, you know, that that the issue of war was as simple as, you know, soldiers going to fight somewhere, but it's not. There's so many different layers from the top trickling all the way down to just families or people in hospitals or homes. And same thing in Israel and Palestine. You realize that there's just so many layers to it that sometimes the best thing to do is to do something really simple, like to play a song. And so I would just play songs for people. First I'd play these political songs for Iraqi families, and they were the opposite. They were like, play something that makes us laugh and dance and clap and sing. And then they'd get their instruments out, and pretty soon we'd have all these drums and this oud, which is this kind of big ancient guitar that they play in the Middle East. And we would just have these jam sessions, you know. And I always say, I don't know if music can change the world overnight, but I know it can help us make it through a difficult night. And sometimes that's just what we need.
We got Michael Franti and part of Spearhead today here in Sound of Music in Richmond. My name is Ann Williams, and will you play us another song from Sound of Sunshine?
Yeah, this is a song called I'll Be Waiting. This is Jay Boogie on the guitar, by the way, and the other voice you're hearing is Jolene Rust. And Jay just turned 38.
Ooh.
It's his birthday.
Happy birthday.
And his twin brothers in our band too, Mana Sitene, who is our drummer, who was born in Nigeria, and they were born on the same day in the same year. Same mom, different dad. No, they weren't. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Best things in life aren't things for living and breathing. The best things in life aren't things, there's something you can believe in. Do you believe me? Well, do you believe me when I say tonight won't last for long, and soon it will be gone, but I won't leave you alone, no.
whenever you call me, whenever you need me, wherever you wander, until you see me, I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting for you, for you, for you, for you. The best things in life are things, the laughing, crying. The best things in life aren't things, they're frightened, but they're still fighting. Do you believe me? Well, do you believe me? Yeah, when I say tonight won't last for long, soon it will be gone, but I won't leave you alone, no, no. So whenever you call me, wherever you need me, wherever you wander, until you see me, I'll be waiting, I'll be for you, for you, for you, for you. And I say, you said that you were leaving, but it's all right,
all right,
it's all right,
all right.
You said that you were sorry, but it's all right,
all right.
Yes, it's all right. Best things in life are things, the broken and bleeding. The best things in life are things, the chosen to believe in. So whenever you call me, whenever you need me, wherever you wander, until you see me, I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting for you, for you, for you, for you. It's all right, y'all.
Radio VA is being supported by BK Music at 7106 Midlothian Turnpike, 6,000 square feet packed with new releases, t-shirts, guitar and bass traps and strings, UCDs and DVDs. BK Music is the store with a near complete inventory of classic titles. That's BK Music in Richmond and at bkmusiconline.com. Radio VA is recorded live at Sound of Music Recording Studios.
We have Michael Franti and Spearhead live in Richmond, and we're talking a bit about the new album, Sound of Sunshine. I love that phrase, Sound of Sunshine, mm-hmm. Something that you can see. Maybe you can feel sunshine, but maybe you don't hear it, and I just like it because I think there is something about summer, anyway, that you feel there's a sound to summer,
yeah.
Certainly reflected in all the great songs about summer over the years. And certainly uplifting in terms of just it being, fun and sunny, so to speak. But you've always been kind of an independent label guy, mm-hmm. For as long as I've known your music. And now this new one's coming out on Capitol Records, kind of a return for you, actually.
Yeah, I've been in almost every label configuration that you can possibly be in. From we put out our first record, the band called The Beatniks, on Alternative Tentacles, which is the Dead Kennedys record label. And then after that, with Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, we were on Island, which at the time was one of about 30 quote-unquote major labels that as soon as we were there, they all started getting bought up by the different labels. So there's only like, you know, sort of four labels. And that was really a great experience because it was run by Chris Blackwell, who put together, you know, that label Island Records with such artists as Bob Marley, U2, Grace Jones, Tom Waits, Roxy Music, Black Uhuru, tons of just Cat Stevens, tons of incredible artists, you know. And so just to sit there and like sit and talk to Chris Blackwell about all this history is just really an amazing time, you know. And then because everything started getting gobbled up by each other, we ended up on Capitol Records. And at the time, Gary Gersh was running the label, and he was the person who signed Nirvana and Counting Crows and White Zombie and tons of great bands during that time, too. So it was really cool to be around him. And then a new regime came in there, and we were making this record, and the guy said, you know, I think you should, in order to break it big, you should record a song with Will Smith, you know. And at the time, I was just kind of like, I think I should leave, you know. It feels like this doesn't feel right to me anymore. So I went and we started our own label, you know. And so we created Boo Boo Wax. We put out a couple records on our own. And then one of those records got licensed to an independent label called Six Degrees, which put out Bibel Gilberto and tons of great electronic Brazilian hybrid music. And then there was another label in there in between there. I can't even remember what the name of there. They were like sort of an internet-based label, and we thought that that was the right thing at the right time. And then we found Anti, which is Bad Religion's record label. And they had Rancid and, you know, a number of other great punk bands, and that seemed a good fit at the time. And then with the song Say Hey started really blowing up last year. And so they came to us and were like, you know, Universal wants to take over your album. Would you mind? And they could do a much better job, at, you know, with it at radio than we can. And so label that record shifted over to there. And then we tried to make a deal with them. It was last time around. But we do so much stuff on the internet. And they were saying, you have to put all your internet content through this thing called Vevo, which is this kind of YouTube-y channel. And we were like, it doesn't feel good to put it all through there. We'd rather do our own, like, sort of independent internet thing. So we did. And Capitol Records came along and were like, well, we'll let you do whatever you want. Just, you know, let us put out the record. So we ended up at Capitol, which is where we had been before. So I've found that over the years that there's this, like, sort of myth that exists that if you're independent, you're cool. Because we've been at some independent labels where the people weren't cool. And it had nothing to do with that, whether they're independent or not. They just weren't cool people, you know. And they weren't skilled business people, and they weren't particularly nice people. And they were, you know, and we've been at major labels where there were cool people, and been at major labels where they could have just been selling toilet paper or used cars or anything else, and it didn't matter. So it all depends on the people that you're working with, and sort of a lot of those myths about independent or DIY are just that, you know, myths. So.
We have Michael Franti and Spearhead in the Sound of Music Studios in Richmond. And I think we have one more song.
Yeah. Yeah. What shall we play? Hey, hey, hey. Want
another
one?
Sure.
Okay. That sounds cool. Let's do kind of like a quiet version.
Okay.
Because my voice isn't very loud today. It's been a long time coming that I had to say. When I wake up in the morning, all I do is pray for some guidance and protection on the streets today, and an answer to the questions I ask every day. So tell me, why did the birds that used to fly here, tell me, why did they come to die here? And all the kids that used to run here, tell me, why did they load their guns here? I remember in the days when we were one heart, no need to defend.
I just wrap my arms around you. Don't give up, this song is for you. Hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. Won't let another moment slip away. I said, hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. Won't let another moment slip away. I hold on, I'm trying to hold on. I hold on, hold on, hold on. From the tops of the buildings to the streets below, from the Wall Street banks to the empty homes, between the lines of the people standing all in a row, there's a crack in the gutter where a flower grows. Reminding me that everything is possible. Reminding me that nothing is impossible. You gotta live for the one that you love, you know. You gotta love for the life that you live, you know. Singing hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. Won't let another moment slip away. Hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. Won't let another moment slip away. Hold on, I'm trying to hold on. Hold on, I'm trying to hold on. Until the morning comes again, I will remain with you, my friend. We will dance until the sun goes to the place where it begun. And we will live to laugh and cry another day. Don't let nobody ever tell you that it couldn't be done. Don't let nobody ever tell you that we couldn't be one. Don't let nobody ever tell you that it shouldn't be sung. Don't let nobody ever tell you you're the only one. Singing hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. I won't let another moment slip away. I say hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. Won't let another moment slip away. I hold on, I'm trying to hold on. I hold on. I hold on, hold on. I say, hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. Won't let another moment slip away. I say, hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. Won't let another moment slip away. Don't let nobody ever tell you that it couldn't be done. Don't let nobody ever tell you that it couldn't be won. Don't let nobody ever tell you that it shouldn't be sung. Don't let nobody ever tell you you're the only one. Singing hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. Won't let another moment slip away. I hold on.
Thanks, y'all.
We got Michael Franti and Spearhead here in Sound of Music Studios in Richmond. I was just thinking how grateful I am that you are here today, Michael, not only because I've been a fan of yours for 5 or 6 years, and your music has been very inspiring to me, but you also had a little scare last year with your appendix, and
yeah.
I remember seeing those YouTube videos, you talking about Caesar Salad Hospital.
Caesar Salad Hospital. Cedar Sinai Hospital. But between the dilated and the pain, I couldn't pronounce Cedar Sinai at the time.
Well, you're in good health, though? You're well recovered?
Yeah, no, I'm grateful to be alive. It was a real scare for me, you know. We were just, my friend Andrea, who's here today, she was just really sick in India and had this, you know, bowel infection. And anytime you get really sick and you're at the mercy of, you know, doctors and stuff, you feel like, man, am I going to check out, you know? And so everything just takes on this new importance, you know? And so for me, it was like going to the window every day, and I'd peel back the curtain like this, and I'd be like, is the sun shining? And if it was, I'd feel like, oh, God, it's going to be a great day. I'm going to get better. I'm going to feel better. And Jolene was there in the hospital with me every day taking care of me. And you just get so much appreciation for people who are there for you and with you. And, you know, it's just like a blessing to be alive, you know.
Well, it's been great for us to have you here today, Michael. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.